We pray. Heavenly Father, sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. The word of truth that I would like to bring to your attention and careful consideration is found in the second verse, is the second verse of Isaiah 66. Thus says the Lord, but on this one will I look, on him who is poor and of a contrite spirit, and who trembles at my word. It's important for us, at least some of the time, to be comfortable. We want that. We want to be comfortable in our clothing, in our homes, and also in our lives. If you feel the opposite, uncomfortable, you change what you're wearing, or that awkward body position where it doesn't feel quite right. If possible, we try to avoid, if not change, the unpleasant, uncomfortable circumstances that we are facing. Well, as this text makes clear, we should never be comfortable with sin, especially an attitude or habit that the Bible outright calls sinful. Each of us on a daily basis will have to take stock of our own hearts, our own situations, and our own actions and give an honest assessment. For example, are we comfortable in looking down on other people, feeling superior to them based on some kind of comparison where we stand out? Are you comfortable letting the words, oh my God, or some other inappropriate language tumble out of your mouth without a second thought? Are we comfortable showing up here at 10 after just to sit there, not pay attention, and hear little of what is said, or not take it to heart? Are we comfortable with a careless attitude toward God-given responsibilities as students, teachers, family members, employees, and so forth? We need to recognize a personal danger in getting comfortable with sin. Regardless of what the sin may be, if we get used to it, if it does not bother us, it will attach like an anchor heavy enough to sink us. If we are getting comfortable with our own sins, our own sinfulness, then we give Satan an open door to chip away at our faith. And if nothing changes, and by that I mean if there's no repentance, then faith erodes, down to nothing. Unbelief, in which repentance has become impenitence, all the signs and symptoms of a spiritual death happening, which, believe me, God does not want for you, ever. So yes, it is healthy, it is necessary to be uncomfortable with our own sins and our own sinfulness. One goal that God has for your Christian education, your ongoing and thorough study of God's word, is that you grow a conscience about everything that the Bible identifies as sin. It's a process. There are times when it needs to be adjusted. The more you learn God's will for every aspect of your life, the more you realize, and this is a good thing, how you come up short. You realize more and more the thoughts you should not be having, the desires you should not be having, the words you should not be saying, the deeds you should not be doing, and the habits you should not be allowing. as well as the opposite, the thoughts you should think, the words you should say, the deeds you should do, but are not. When your conscience is finely tuned, properly set by the law of God and sharpened in its focus to yourself, then you will be rather uncomfortable with your sins and your sinfulness, and that is a very good thing. It is good because you are now that person described in the text, the one who is poor and of a contrite spirit. That means that you're not only aware of your sins, it bothers you. You feel the weight. You have that sense of needing to say sorry to God and then get back from him his proclamation that you're forgiven. That's the kind of person that God looks favorably upon with all of his love, mercy, and comfort. That's really the point. God brings real healing comfort to the spiritually uncomfortable. It is guaranteed because of Jesus. Think of it. He became very uncomfortable for you and me on the cross. In taking all of our sins on himself, he let them attach to him as that incredibly heavy anchor that would plunge him into the judgment of God, the suffering of hell, which did happen for him in our place on that cross as part and parcel of the payment he made for us. And as a result, you get to hear God say to you, all your sins are forgiven. And then go out with peace of mind, a calmness of heart, and his help, his promise to help you with the next temptation and the one after that and the one after that and so forth. In the local emergency room at one of our hospitals, you can find a room full of physically uncomfortable people. You don't go there to hang out. You only go there if you have to. It tends to be a rare thing. I haven't been in a while. In your spiritual life as a believer, you will visit the ER, the urgent care of God's grace, many, many times. Because sin is an everyday problem for all of us, we will need the first aid of forgiveness, the medicine of the gospel on a regular basis. It really is comfort that God will provide when he, first of all, leads you and me to be uncomfortable with our sins, yet always dependent on his grace, which is made sure to us in the person and the soul-saving work of Christ Jesus. Amen. Let us sing of that. Hymn 324, the first three stanzas of hymn 324.